This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. There won't be straight party voting in November after all. The state Supreme Court told Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver she did not have the authority to reinstate the single vote option despite her assertions that she did. The vote by the court last week was 5-0. And there was a sit-in special judge to replace Justice Gary Klingman on the bench. He's up for his first election after being appointed by Governor Martinez, so he recused himself. District Judge Brett Lovelace of Albuquerque sat in. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The justices heard oral arguments for about an hour and a half and deliberated for about an hour and then announced their unanimous decision. Toulouse Oliver had already begun getting the ballots ready for November 6th, now less than 60 days away, and will have to redo them given the decision. There will be no straight party oval. Chief Justice Judith Nakamura said the power to make the decision lies with the legislature alone. Toulouse Oliver, who's running for re-election this year, argued that what she wanted to do provides more options for voters, making it easier for them to vote. She said she had no partisan purpose in the proposal. More after this. Her critics said otherwise, and that prompted the suit that took the issue to the state's highest court. Many of the questions by the court came over the history of the issue and the legislative intent. The straight ticket voting was dropped in New Mexico in 2012 by then Secretary of State Diana Duran, who said there was nothing about it in the election code. It had been a practice since 1917. And after it was dropped 6 years ago, several bills to reinstate it have been offered in the legislature, but none have passed. Justice Nakamura asked a contract attorney with the Attorney General's office, which was defending Toulouse Oliver, whether the Secretary of State could, in the future, add single ballot ovals for bond questions and judicial retention if she moved to allow the straight ticket voting. Justice Nakamura said, quote, "We could reduce the ballot to perhaps 4 questions," end quote. The suit that got everyone together was filed by an unusual coalition that included the Republican and Libertarian parties, a Democrat who's running as a write-in candidate for a House seat, and a PAC supporting Gary Johnson for the U.S. Senate, along with another PAC that helps independent candidates. Strange bedfellows. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
In addition, there was a troop of others, politicians and candidates who filed briefs also opposing Toulouse Oliver. She now has the option of convincing the legislature to make the change next year. A big part of whether straight party voting will return to New Mexico, and there are only a few states left that allow it, will depend on the November election and who gets elected for what office. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.